Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
7 months ago, Donald Trump's handpicked Attorney General Pam Bondi went onto Fox News and made perhaps the largest admission or error of this administration yet by saying, "The Epstein files are sitting on my desk right here." Now, over the past few months, that has re-sparked the Epstein controversy, placing Donald Trump and his administration's cover-up directly at the center. Yesterday, Donald Trump then said in the Oval Office, "Ghislaine Maxwell, I haven't heard that name in so long," pretending like he barely even could recall who that was, when we have clips of him 2 months ago being asked about Ghislaine Maxwell. So Pam Bondi went in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee today and got grilled on Epstein, which we'll get to. She got grilled on the military mobilization into Chicago, Portland, and other cities, and her overall lack of competence as it pertains to this job. She even announces that Kash Patel is currently headed to Chicago, the city that I record and produce and live in. Kash Patel is coming here. What is he going to do? He's going to make matters even worse because he is a poser. Let's start with this clip of Attorney General Pam Bondi being called out by Senator Dick Durbin of the great state of Illinois. He asks if the White House has been coordinating with her, and when she personally attacks him, he says, "This is exactly what MAGA does. They just attack me."
Chairman, Madam Attorney General, let me ask you this question. Were you consulted by the White House before they deployed National Guard troops to cities in the United States?
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House.
You won't even say whether you talked to the White House about this?
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House with you, Chair, Ranking Member.
I noticed that. What's the secret? Why do you want to keep this secret? The American people don't know the rationale behind the deployment of National Guard troops in my state. The word is, and I think it's been confirmed by the White House, they are going to transfer Texas National Guard units to the state of Illinois. What's the rationale for that?
Yeah, Chairman, as you shut down the government, you voted to shut down the government, and you're sitting here, our law enforcement officers aren't being paid. They're out there working to protect you. I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump. And currently, the National Guard are on the way to Chicago. If you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will.
I've been on this committee for more than 20 years. That's the kind of testimony you expect from this administration. A simple question as to whether or not they had a legal rationale for deploying National Guard troops becomes grounds for a personal attack. I think it's a legitimate question. It's my responsibility. She refuses to answer as to whether she had any conversation with the White House about deploying national troops to my state. That's an indication, I'm afraid, where we are politically in this place.
She got cooked right there. And here's the thing. When she is reading those personal attacks against Senator Durbin, she's reading them. Look it. She's looking down and reading personal attacks that she had pre-written.
I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump.
She literally looked down and read that, meaning that she pre-wrote that, meaning that she went in there ready and equipped with insults. And that's the point that Senator Dick Durbin makes. Honestly, he probably had his points ready too, because Pam Bondi is so predictable. He knew she was going to fling insults immediately. In this clip, you see Senator Whitehouse, a part of the Senate Judiciary Committee, asking Pam Bondi about the Epstein files, and she refuses to answer whether or not there are photos of Donald Trump and underage girls. Watch.
Let me ask you something else. There's been public reporting that Jeffrey Epstein showed people photos of President Trump with half-naked young women. Do you know if the FBI found those photographs in their search of Jeffrey Epstein's safe or premises or otherwise? Have you seen any such thing?
You know, Senator Whitehouse, you sit here and make salacious remarks, once again trying to slander President Trump left and right, when you're the one who was taking money from one of Epstein's closest confidants, I believe, I could be wrong, correct me, Reid Hoffman, who was with Jeffrey Epstein on multiple occasions. And the senator sitting right next to you tried to block the flight logs from being released. Yet you're grilling me on President Trump and some photograph with Epstein? Come on.
The question.
Ooh, some photograph with Epstein. Is she admitting that the photograph exists here? Okay, so a few things. First of all, she immediately launches into the same thing that Senator Dick Durbin called her out for. She attacks Senator Whitehouse for asking a simple question. You can just deny the existence of the photo. Just deny it. Say, no, it doesn't. Say, what are you talking about? This doesn't exist. Instead, she's like, why are you grilling me about this photo? Seems like she's getting real squirmy. And the idea that she wants to flip Epstein attacks against any Democrat, you have no moral high ground. The president of the United States, you by extension, Kash Patel by extension, Dan Bongino, I can keep going. You guys are all covering up pedophilia, at the very least. At the very most, Donald Trump and his little handwritten notes to Jeffrey Epstein himself are indications of something deeper.
The question is, did the FBI find those photographs that have been discussed publicly by a witness who claimed Jeffrey Epstein showed them to him? You don't know anything about that. Okay.
She's stunned. She's stunned into silence right there. Listen.
Those photographs that have been discussed publicly by a witness who claimed Jeffrey Epstein showed them to him. You don't know anything about that. Okay.
Just silent. Silence about Epstein. Not a good look. And then Pam Bondi continues to get grilled on Epstein. Rightfully so. She's asked, who was given the order to flag Trump's names in these files or these lists, whatever you want to call them? There are documents, and Trump's name was flagged by the FBI. The FBI sat Trump down and said, hey, your name is all throughout these files. And then someone must have told Elon Musk during his government tenure, because a lot of this was re-sparked, if you remember. The catalyst was Elon Musk tweeting out Trump was in the Epstein files. But let's continue.
The quarrel with you is to read somebody that you mentioned I never heard of.
Reid Hoffman.
So who gave the order to flag records related to President Trump?
To flag records for President Trump?
To flag any records which included his name.
I'm not going to discuss anything about that with you, Senator.
Eventually, you're going to have to answer for your conduct in this. And you won't do it today, but eventually you will. I yield, Mr. Chairman.
Yep, she refuses to answer. In this next clip, Pam Bondi then talks about the National Guard being sent to Chicago.
And I will work with you, but you have not done that.
Did you
and
take
again,
a look?
There, the National look? Guard is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me, and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
Madam Attorney General, it's my job to grill you. The investigation of your agency is part of my responsibility and this committee. You may not like the experience, but others have weathered the storm and answered questions in a respectful manner.
Can you tell me the grants,
yes.
Ranking member, please?
Take a look at the president's budget on HIDA grants. What happens to it in his proposed budget?
I'd be glad to meet with you on the
grants. It's cut by one-third.
One more clip of Attorney General Pam Bondi getting grilled on Tom Homan's $50,000 bribe.
Senator, as Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche recently stated, the investigation of Mr. Homan was subjected to a full review by the FBI. Agents and DOJ prosecutors, they found no credible evidence of any wrongdoing.
And that was not my question. My question was, what became of the $50,000 in cash that the FBI delivered, evidently in a paper bag, to Mr. Homan?
Senator, I'd look at your facts.
Are you saying that they did not deliver $50,000 in cash to Mr. Homan?
Senator, as recently stated, the investigation of Mr. Homan was subjected to a full review by FBI agents, by Department of Justice prosecutors. They found no evidence of wrongdoing.
That's a different question. What became of the $50,000? Did the FBI get it back?
Mr. Whitehouse, excuse me, Senator Whitehouse, you're welcome to talk to the FBI.
The report to you. Can't you answer this question?
Senator Whitehouse, you're welcome to discuss this with Director Patel.
Did Homan keep the $50,000?
As Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche recently stated, the investigation
Never mind.
It's like talking to a brick wall. There is no way to do this whatsoever. And, you know, Pam Bondi is starting to look increasingly bad here. This has been going on for 2 to 3 hours at this point, and this tweet reads, Pam Bondi comes across as an effing lunatic here. Keeps interrupting to demand everyone bow down to Trump. Embarrassing. Let me show you this clip of Senator Adam Schiff getting Bondi so flustered that she just starts blurting things out. Watch.
You were asked whether you were firing career professionals, career prosecutors, just because they worked on January 6th question, January 6th investigations. You refused to answer that question. You were asked by my California colleague whether you believe government officials, like immigration officials, have to abide by court orders. You wouldn't even answer that question. This is supposed to be an oversight hearing.
Oversight?
Excuse me. You can attack me after my time is over.
You've attacked all of us, including President Trump,
You can attack me later, and I know you've got plenty of canned attacks. We've heard them all day to day. Regular order, Madam Chair. I'm trying to speak. This is supposed to be an oversight hearing of the Justice Department. And it comes in the wake of an indictment called for by the president of one of his enemies. This is supposed to be an oversight hearing, and it comes in the wake of revelations that a top administration official took $50,000 in a bag, and this department made that investigation go away. This is supposed to be an oversight hearing when dozens of prosecutors have been fired simply because they worked on cases investigating the former president. This is, and now
what
the current president.
What about the fires in California?
This is supposed to be an oversight hearing in which members of Congress can get serious answers to serious questions about about the cover-up of corruption, about the prosecution of the president's enemies. And
I think you owe when will it be
the members of this committee on a bipartisan basis demand answers to those questions and refuse to accept
clearly you're
personal,
a failed lawyer
refuse
because
to accept,
you don't understand
excuse
when someone
me,
can and cannot answer a question.
Refuse to accept personal slander as an answer to those questions.
Personal slander?
With
will
that,
you apologize
Madam Chair,
to Donald
I
Trump?
Yield back.
Why does she keep interjecting and saying, what about Donald Trump? Will you apologize to Donald Trump? All of these people operate as if Trump is watching it on TV, which I'm sure he is, and breathing down their neck. They're all talking as if they do a phone call with Trump before going in, then they do a phone call with Trump after coming out to make sure that they do a good job, and then they did a good job and make sure that he's happy with everything. They're just constantly defending him. That's the vibe I get. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on this channel, make sure you're subscribed below. We're trying to get to 2 million followers on YouTube, and on Facebook, we're barreling towards 300,000. We are building rapidly, and this community is amazing. I love you all, and peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.